My name is Flavia Sieplinski from Sweden, speaking on behalf of Friends of the Earth International and Justiça Global, members of the Global Campaign. We would like to reiterate that the updated draft does not have the legitimacy to form the basis for these negotiations. It is therefore key to recover fundamental elements of the third draft that were supported by several committed states and further consolidate them in compliance with the mandate of Resolution 26.9 and the needs of those affected by TNC violations. First, we want to highlight that the change from the term obligation to responsibility in PP12 and PP19, which creates a serious legal problem, since an obligation arises directly from the provisions in the text, whereas the responsibility is the term used in private law that requires a decision by the responsible entity, judicial or non-judicial, to be enforceable. The original wording should be retained, as proposed by Cuba and others, as well as Brazil's proposal, supported by other states, to include the term violations and direct and indirectly linked, recalling a proposal from last year. Moreover, PP11-TER mentioned the obligations of states regarding the Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights and was removed without an explicit request from any country. The same happened with PP12-Bis on the importance of protection of human rights and environmental defenders and PP14-Bis on the inclusion of key instruments of environmental law and they should be reinstated. We also support Colombia, Bolivia, Mexico, and other states in the re-inclusion of peasants in PP14. In PP16, previous resolutions of the Human Rights Council that have been discarded should be kept. Finally, several discarded amendments proposed last year by Cameroon should be reincorporated. Indeed, they were very important for the preamble, and they allowed to set the scope of the challenges posed by TNCs and thus provide a good basis for interpretation. The first one is former PP18-TER, and the second one is PP18-BIS, former PP18-QUARTER, which is now also supported by Colombia and Ghana. It establishes clear and proper obligations on TNCs in a specific session, independent and distinct from those of states. Thank you, Mr. Chair.